A recent finding of the Institute of Experimental Medicine in Prague could turn out to be a significant breakthrough in treating spinal cord injuries. Using stem cells on paralyzed rats, the team managed to heal acute cases of paralysis, returning the animal's feeling and movement. And now, the scientists have discovered that seeding the stem cells in a hydrogel implanted in the wound can cure even chronic back injuries. Christian Falvey spoke with the Institute's Eva Sikova, who explained how the new method is a major development in the use of stem cells to treat such injuries.
If we apply stem cells, adult stem cells, the injury is better healed and the outcome is better for animals. However, this is in acute situation, and now our finding is that when the spinal cord injury is chronic, which is mostly the case in the clinical settings when the patients already are operated and we see that they really have a complete spinal cord injury several weeks after the injury. So then we cannot use only the stem cells. We need to use many other things. So we invented the hydrogel, very soft foam biomaterial, which is in laboratory seeded with the stem cells and then implanted to animals. And by this way, we achieved much better improvement in these experimental animals.
Okay, so this could be used with any kind of back injury that entails paralysis, or could it be used with any kind of back injury at all?
Generally in any kind of spinal cord injury, yeah.
And as I understand it, one of the benefits of your treatment is that it could be used weeks or even years after a back injury.
Certainly weeks. We would like, of course, to see whether these experiments in animals will have the same success in humans. You never know. But, of course, several weeks, which is already patient is stable, whether it will be possible after several years, this is another question. It might be possible, but we need to include another thing which we are working on now and which is some enzymes which will be cleaving the scars and so. But still we will need to use this our technique probably.
So did the rats show a full recovery?
They showed significant recovery, right? Another thing which we actually achieved was that we followed these animals half a year. Usually these studies were finished after 3 months, and this is so short for regeneration. So after half a year, we have seen significant improvement. Of course, we have not followed these animals for a year or two because this is extremely expensive and difficult. But for us, it's enough if there is a significant improvement, much better motor, you know, movements, much better sensitivity. This is, of course, already quite achievement.
And what are the next steps now to be taken before your treatment can be tested on humans?
Yeah, we will now again repeat this experiment. To confirm it, but with materials which are already of clinical grade, which is important. We need to get approved this material for clinical use, which is a tedious work which can take a year. And it needs to be manufactured, by the way, in clean facility, and everything needs to be described. So first step is now to get approved the hydrogel, to repeat it with exactly that type of hydrogel. And then we will design a clinical study, apply for it, hopefully it will be approved, and then we can include perhaps first patients to this study.
Eva Sikova was talking there to Christian Fowler.